Fresh Baby on the beats.
Let's jump into our first topic. What is going on? It is the final day of the NFL regular season. And unlike some teams that need to go down to the wire, that need to get down to this last game, I am already defending champion and repeat champion in both leagues. It's done. It's a wrap.
Of what leagues?
The Pick'em, the Rogue Pick'em League and the LBAC Pick'em League. I am officially back-to-back champions. So we shall be adding to this. I don't know if it's gonna be the pinky, I don't know if it's gonna be the middle finger, but it's gonna be something. It's just gonna be, you know, just bling bling.
It's like when your team goes to the college playoff and they get blown out by 60, and you're like, got that conference championship though. That's you right now.
Did my full team play?
What's up?
I'm sorry. Did the other teams make it to the college playoffs? Did not. Oh well. How are you doing today, Rodney?
Oh no.
How you doing today, Rodney?
My teams are great. So I don't know why you're.
Because you always trying to take away from somebody's shine. Like
I don't know why. I don't know why you starting off the show talking about you getting another ring and blah 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 and all this. Like just start the show. We talking about the Ravens and the Steelers, right? Stay on topic for once in your life.
Hate is real, y'all.
Hate is real, you know.
All right. Well, you know, we're here to talk about the playoffs. We're here to talk about seeding because somebody didn't let somebody down. You know, I'm not going to say I called it, but, you know, Tennessee Titans went in, beat the Jacksonville Jaguars, and that just set a ripple effect for the playoffs because essentially once they lost – it guaranteed that the Bills are going to be in the playoffs. It guaranteed that the Steelers are going to be in the playoffs.
Ruining my night. That's the only reason I'm here. Otherwise, I'd be watching the winner go home Buffalo Bills right now.
It's not. It hasn't even started yet. It starts at 8:20.
Oh, I'm sorry. Does it start in 17 minutes?
Yes. That's why I listen. Today is going to be
and I wouldn't be here either. It's 17 minutes away, Hendo. Why would I be doing a live stream 17 minutes before a game that I'm trying to watch?
Because we're going to get in and we're going to get out like real quick. Right. We're going to talk about this stuff. We're going to get, it's not going to be a long show today because
you haven't started the show yet.
Because you wanted to ramble on about 17 minutes. But you just wasted 10 of the minutes just now.
We rambling about nothing.
All right.
They're bringing up the offensive player of the games.
Oh, okay. Because, you know, this game is kind of important as to the seeding. If Miami wins, they.
Sugarton wants the link.
If Miami wins, they stay at the number 2 seed, but if they lose, they go to the number 6 seed. If Buffalo wins, they go to number 2, but if they lose, they go to number 7. So,
do they go to number 2? I don't think they go to number 2, do they?
They go to number 2. Yes, they go to number 2.
Good for them.
So it's 2-6 or 2-7, depending upon which team wins.
Okay.
Right now, Buffalo's slated to play Kansas City, I believe. Yeah. So that'll knock one of those out. If not, then that'll bump Pittsburgh up to Kansas City and drop down Buffalo to play somebody else. I don't remember. But, why didn't you give him the link?
What do you mean, why didn't I give him the link?
He asked you for the link.
Like, that's my job.
You are the co-host. You can do these things as well. You have the option, the availability. But anyway, let's see who we got in here chilling with us tonight. We got Brandon Bazell. He says, first, appreciate you for stopping through. Where is that? Shuriken 11, appreciate me. Listen, I appreciate you.
I don't think that they go to number 2, man.
They do go to number 2.
Did they play Kansas City this year?
Kansas City. Who, Buffalo? Buffalo beat them already. Beat them this year.
Okay.
Kansas City's locked in. Kansas City's locked in the 3.
No, I was looking at the records. They had the same record, and Kansas City has a better conference record. But I forgot they played.
They played and they beat them, yeah. So the winner of this game goes to number two. Living Big with Big Reg, what's going on? Appreciate you for dropping by. We got Filthy in the house. We're going to just say his first name. Shug, hey. Don't know if we want to talk to you because you didn't say you wanted to stream with us. You didn't say you were available, Shug. That's why I didn't send you the link. And yes, Trevor Lawrence is overrated. B's going to get into his soliloquy on why Trevor Lawrence is not the prince that they claim that he is. Jeremy Miller, what is going on?
Doesn't sound like a thing I've ever said.
Matt D, DDSQ, what's going on? He said, what's good? Y'all, the season went by fast. Yes, DDSQ, so will this contract negotiation with Baker Mayfield. That's going to go by extremely fast because it's not going to be for much money, but you have your starting quarterback of the future.
You sure don't, but they're gonna sell that to you. It went by quickly for some of you. 15 of the 17 scheduled contests, it doesn't go by very fast.
I mean, it seemed like a fast season. Baby girl Jazz.
Off of 113 of the scheduled 17 contests. I'm talking about for me.
For you. Okay, got you. Yeah, listen, y'all got, who do y'all have? Y'all don't have the Cowboys. Y'all have the Eagles. Y'all not getting blown out next week.
AJ Brown looks like he probably not going to play next week. Who knows about Jalen Hurts?
Devontae Smith is hurt. Like, they got some people out. And even with them playing, they still didn't look well. Like, people don't use the excuse that Jalen Hurts went out this game. They didn't look good with him and AJ Brown in the game.
No.
They didn't look good
at
all.
They were getting beat. They are frauds.
Frauds. Factually correct. All right, let's jump into this because, like I said, we're not going to be in here for that long. Because Brodney has a game to watch. I don't want to hold. I don't like.
I'm not watching that game now. I told you. If I were watching it, I wouldn't be here.
Appreciate you. All right, let's talk about this game. On Saturday afternoon, the Baltimore Ravens lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers 17-10 as the Ravens rested their starters because they locked up the number one seed in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Nothing to play for. They trotted out Tyler Huntley, the one who y'all said should replace Lamar Jackson. And the Steelers ended up winning behind Mason Rudolph in his 18 of 20 passing, 151 yards, one touchdown.
Yeah, putting qualifiers right in the headlines now, huh?
What do you mean? Who's qualifying?
I mean, the Ravens lose to Steelers and they're right below. Ravens rest of the starters.
Yeah, we rest our starters. Because, you know, people are going to say they beat us. Like, oh, we're dominating
you. They did beat you.
I mean, they did beat us, but they didn't beat us.
They beat you. All of them dudes on that field were Ravens. Just like all of them dudes on that field were Seminoles.
Grant, you won one a day. You won one a day. Listen, granted, I am not even going to lie to you. The Steelers have beaten the Ravens 7 out of the last 8 times.
Yeah.
7 out of the last 8. It's not good. And even though they were backups, I didn't appreciate the fact that we lost to a rival. I didn't appreciate the fact that I lost a game while streaming with Shug. I didn't like
again.
It. Again, 2 times this year.
That's a tradition now. You got to keep that going.
False. We'll never do that again.
Doing it every time.
It's bad luck, sir. What were your takeaways from this game, Brodney?
Nothing.
Okay.
I didn't take anything away from this game. You know, like I said, the Ravens starters were resting, most of them.
All right.
It was a very, very rainy game. I mean, let me pull that back. I took away one thing, and I was going to talk about it a little bit later in the show, but the Ravens need a running back.
Could have had one at midseason, huh?
Mm-hmm. But he had a higher calling. He had to make sure that the Bills and the Steelers got to the playoffs.
That didn't he, though? All because of him. That man had 11 rushes for 141 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sorry, in the beginning of the game. But we'll get into that later. For me, with this game shows exactly.
Tajay Spears was getting in them too.
Yeah, Tajay Spears was getting out as well. What's going on, Agnes? This game showed me how important Lamar is to this offense because Tyler Huntley is not, to me, an NFL quarterback. Like, yes, he can come in and spot duty and do a couple things here and there, but he can't pass the ball more than 10 yards down the field, and it shows. This is why they did not play deep coverage. They played up because they know that man can't throw. He did his best Lamar impersonation. He ran the ball a little bit, but there were so many passes that were in front of receivers, short. Like, he's not accurate. I know a lot of people were saying, hey, we don't need to bring Tyler Huntley back for next season. I believe you. Like, I'm with you. I don't think he should have came back this year.
Yeah, and you know, frankly, I'm hurt that I didn't get any apologies from all the times I told y'all that Tyler Huntley sucks. And y'all started telling me, oh, no, we're going to trade him for a second-round pick. Oh, y'all no, did. He's just as good as Lamar.
Y'all did say that.
Tyler Huntley trash, man.
Y'all did say
as
y'all
a player.
Y'all said y'all going to get a second-round pick out of him. From what team?
The same team that was going to give him two firsts and plus some extra stuff for Orlando Brown.
Oh, gotcha. Because listen, I know some people's excuses are going to be, well, it was raining, inclement weather. Like, that was the reason he didn't play well. Well, how did Mason Rudolph play well then?
I don't know. Carved y'all up.
He did carve us up. That one pass to your boy and $70 million man. Ridiculous.
Man, Mason was 18 for 20.
18 for 20.
Because it was raining.
Right. Our guy was 15 for 28.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I took away that. That was one takeaway from it. Like you said, the running back situation. Gus Edwards fumbled.
Yep.
Melvin Gordon, we knew he was going to fumble. Like, we saw that coming. Justice Hill had 12 drops.
Oh, I mean, why one? Okay, he had 3 catches. But then I looked over, and he had 10 targets. How are you targeting Justice Hill 10 times? And again, you know, I want my apology again because all y'all keep telling me, oh, Lamar needs to check it down. And I keep saying to you, check it down to fucking who? Right? And what happened? What happened when Tyler Huntley got in the game and checked it down every chance he got? What happened? Y'all scored 10 points.
Justice Hill dropped it because everybody kept pumping up Justice Hill as this running back of, oh, he needs to start. Oh, he has the wiggle. He's just on the same level as Keaton Mitchell. He's this, he's that. No, he's not. He is who he is. He is the only running back that is under contract for next season.
And Justice is fine as a backup third string running back. He can come in. He can make a play every now and then. That's fine. But they need a starting running back.
They do need a starting running back. Hopefully Dalvin Cook can come in and give us some kind of spark throughout the playoffs. I'm not sure what he can do. I think he should have played at least a couple snaps. Just go out there and get him hit. Like, let him get a couple of people just banging on him, pause, just to get him reacclimated to being tackled. Because I'm saying he didn't play much in New York.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm hungry. I'm tired. But we're here. So yes, Les. He just needs to get reacclimated to the game because he hasn't played much. I think that Dalvin Cook has fresh legs. So I think if they utilize him going forward in the playoffs, this should be a plus for us. But I don't think, and I had to take this back, and I'll be the first to apologize to you, Brodney. Gus Edwards ain't it.
No kidding.
And yes, we don't know what we have in Keaton Mitchell. And that was part of the problem was when Keaton Mitchell had that one good game and we said, let's go out here and trade for a running back, a starting running back. Everybody said, we got Keaton Mitchell. We got Derrick Henry Jr. Light in Gus Edwards. And apparently that's not what we have. And it hopefully, knock on wood, it doesn't come back and bite us in the bottom during the playoffs. Like, we don't know who we're going to fit.
That's not like metal.
Well, that was the ring. The ring was hitting the wood. I'm sorry. Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So, no problem.
What's up, Brent? Oh, no. I'm just going on my rant.
But, yeah, look, the Ravens should be fine, right? Like, they're still, you know, the best team in the league. They still got a great shot to win a Super Bowl, but they had a chance to shore up one major weakness, and they chose not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So... and it is what it is at this point.
But all I keep hearing is EDC cooking. Oh, he just keep making them moves. No, we got lucky on a few things. He got lucky on a few signings that other people kind of didn't want. And Jose and I talked about this earlier. Like, even with the Jadeveon Clowney and what's his name, Kyle Van Noy, other teams turned him down and wouldn't sign him. And we just finally said, oh, we got some injuries, bring him in. So it's not like EDC went out there and said, I see talent, I'm going to get talent.
Yeah, and it's to me, like, with the GM, I don't give GMs credit for drafting guys, like, high in the first round in general, but particularly high in the first round, right? Because you should hit that every time.
Right.
Every single time you should hit the high first round pick. And it's the same thing with like you said, Jadeveon Clowney and Kyle Van Noy. I'm not giving you credit for an organizational philosophy of let's wait until the last people available on the market and then go sign them. Because like they both had, you know, they had opportunities to sign elsewhere and show, you know, the teams didn't want them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Baltimore waited until the very end and said, okay, these are the last guys available. Let's go get them.
Yep.
You're not identifying, hey, these guys are, you know, they've got something left. They're going to play great for us. Let's go get them. You mm-hmm. say, let's let every other team make the decision on who our edge rushers are going to be.
Right. And we got lucky. And also, I'm not going to say luckily. And also, we had a defensive coordinator that knew how to utilize them. Mm-hmm. I think that may have been the biggest portion of everything that went on. But as far as the offense goes, once again, offensively, we are still lacking. I was sitting back today, and I wasn't even really paying attention to football, but during the Eagles-Giants game, I heard there's a Ben Bredesen sighting. He was starting.
Where he working now?
New York. He's in New York. They throw out there in the starting line in New York, and I'm just thinking to myself, like, all the offensive line problems that we're having, even with next season, with us maybe losing Zeitler, don't know what's going on with Ronnie Stanley, don't know what's going on with Morgan Moses, John Simpson's definitely not it. All of these third-round draft picks, Tyree Phillips, is he still in New York? All of these high draft picks on the offensive line that we missed on. So we got to keep going out here, resign. Hopefully it doesn't bite us in the butt. I'm very optimistic. I'm thinking that, hey, we have this opportunity to go win the Super Bowl. Chiefs are down. Bills aren't doing well. Miami's frauds. It's only one team that I think may stand in our way.
Pittsburgh Steelers?
No, God, no. What?
Because I know you're not about to say the Cleveland Browns. I know that.
Yeah, I was.
It's a goddamn shame. But no, to your point about EDC, like, you know, they're in this position now, and it's great. They've done a good job. You know, they're arguably the best team in the league. To me, I want to see what he does this offseason, because this team's not built for the future right now. They've got about $11 million in cap room, and, you know, they have to extend Odell. Otherwise, they're going to lose cap room there. But, you know, with that $11 million, you're looking at Patrick Queen, who is probably going to be gone. Justin Madubuike, there's talks about them wanting to re-sign him. But, I mean, in my opinion, he should be gone. Right. You drafted Travis Jones. You've already re-signed Broderick Washington, and you re-signed Michael Pierce. But you got those two guys who you have to make your decision on. Geno Stone's a free agent. Like, these are major contributors. And then on the offensive line, you know, every single Ravens fan has been telling us all year, got to get rid of Ronnie. You know, you can cut Ronnie Stanley and save a little bit of money, not a whole lot, but they need answers at left guard, and right tackle, right? And they don't have the money to do it. So I want to see how he navigates this offseason and keeps Baltimore at this level.
Right.
Because they have some big holes that they need to fill, and they don't really have a lot of resources to do it right now. Yeah. I mean, you're going to be looking at restructuring Marlon Humphrey, maybe restructuring Marcus Williams, restructuring Ronnie Stanley. Because I mean, you can't just straight up cut Ronnie Stanley, right? Mm-hmm. Like, because then you've got to fill left tackle as well, which is a major hole. So they can open up a little bit of cap. You know, moving on from Mark Andrews, but then that creates another hole if you don't believe in Isaiah Likely. Mm-hmm. Pat McCrary can open up a little bit of money, but then you don't have any depth on the O-line. So it's gonna be a tough offseason for Baltimore. They got a lot of decisions to make.
Yes, and that's why I say we have to win now. Mm-hmm. We have to win now, because this iteration of the Baltimore Ravens, this is it. We have too many moves to make. We only have one franchise tag to use. And little cap room to get stuff done. Now, the cap is supposed to go up significantly next year. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how much. We still have a lot of dead money floating around out there. And if we start restructuring these contracts, it's going to add to it. So we have to do what we need to do now. Like you, I'm waiting on bated breath to see what's going to be done this offseason to keep this team competitive. Yeah. And especially if we win the Super Bowl. Now, that money you had to pay these guys, it's going to go up just a little bit more because now I can say I'm a Super Bowl champion. Now I can say I helped this organization win another ring. So the money that I felt I deserved, I think I deserve a little bit more. So hopefully.
Yeah. The other part of that too is McDonald's, right? Because they've got major contributions from guys who coming into the season, everybody kind of looked at as liabilities, right? You know, Matt Ibike was not a consistent performer for Baltimore. Brandon Stevens, everybody kind of hated. Geno Stone played way above what he's contributed before.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, the defense as a whole played very, very, very well. Now, is that those guys just developing and getting better? Maybe. Or was it McDonald, you know, doing his job and putting them in positions to be successful? And if he leaves, is the next defensive coordinator going to be able to get those same kind of performances out of those guys?
I'm going to say no, because they haven't. Right.
I mean, we'll see. Never know.
I mean, it depends on who it is. If we can get, if we can bring somebody like a Brian Flores, okay, yeah, I'm with you. But if we just do our normal thing and promote from within, because technically Mike McDonald was an inside job. He just went to Michigan to go hang out with his brother for a year, and then he came back. So unless they get a real defensive coordinator, I'm not for certain. If we lose certain pieces and we lose the defensive coordinator, next year may be tough. So once again, this is the season that we need to go win the Super Bowl. Like, the time is now. So I can flex on these fools, especially Shug and all the rest of these haters out here. Let's talk stuff about my quarterback. So that's that. And speaking of playoffs, and I hate to do this because it's a dude out there on Twitter. I think I don't remember the dude's name, to be honest with you. He's been putting a lot of stuff out. He's a Cincinnati Bengals fan. And he's been tweeting a lot of things. Oh, the Bengals have won 4 division titles. The Ravens have only won 2. Actually, it's 3 now, sir. But I'm sitting there like, yo, you've never won a Super Bowl and you're bragging about division titles. Like, this is what's important now, winning a division title, not a Super Bowl, not being a world champion.
Yeah, it's like if you had been in a few dynasty leagues and then you bragged about winning pick'em leagues.
Right. So
I don't know what he's doing right now.
So unlike his Cincinnati Bengals team, The AFC North, the best division in football, are sending 3 teams to the playoffs. Rodney, is this the best division in football?
I mean, yeah. Yeah, I think it's pretty clear. Like, you had all 4 teams finish over 500. 3 of them made the playoffs. And this is with one team not having a quarterback and the other two teams losing their starting quarterbacks for the season. So, you know, that shows you that these are all – well-built, well-coached teams that have a good amount of depth, because they were able to withstand those losses and still play well. So I would say it's easily the best division in football.
Easily. We got the number one seed.
Mm-hmm.
We got the team with the number one defense. We got a team with the quarterback that has the smallest hands ever recorded in combine history. Baby hands, baby mittens. Like, we just lead in every statistical category. So to me, the way that it's looking, and I know it's going to be Baltimore, but just for kicks and giggles, the Super Bowl winner has to come out of the AFC North, right? We got 3 shots at it.
I mean, it doesn't. They have 1 shot at it. So if Baltimore doesn't make it, it's that the Super Bowl champion coming out of the AFC North.
Oh. Listen. Hand clap to you, Jeremy Miller. Your Cowboys came back, won a division.
They sure did.
Now, all of a sudden, Zach's Dakota Rain is now the MVP again.
It's so disingenuous, man. It really, really is. Like, he had a great season. I don't want to take that away from him. He has great numbers and everything. But look, the fact of the matter is Dallas had a losing record against playoff team. And they kind of shit the bed against San Francisco and Buffalo, right? And those great numbers that Dak has, I mean, he feasted on some bad teams in the division.
Right. And Miami. They lost to Miami.
They did lose to Miami, but he played well in that game.
He did. He didn't show up for Buffalo, though.
He didn't show up for Buffalo or San Francisco.
No, that's true. He did not. And he kind of – he didn't show up for Detroit either. I'm going to say that one lucky pass, I ain't going to say lucky because he completed, that one pass, that 98-yarder to to CeeDee Lamb. Outside of that one pass, he didn't play well that game.
Yeah, I mean, look, yeah, I don't want to. He's fine that game. Right. You know, he had 345, two touchdowns, an interception. But yeah, I mean, two thirds of that was to CeeDee Lamb. But you gotta get the ball to him, right?
Facts.
He had four. It was like what? He threw four touchdowns today, right?
Four touchdowns, one interception.
Yeah, so four games with four touchdown passes, and you know, three of them came against the Giants in Washington. And I mean, it's what it is, you know.
That's right, Brandon. When Jordan Love beats Dak Prescott, we're gonna have a celebratory stream. We're gonna party like it's 1999. Yeah, we are. All right, moving on. Okay. Now, just the AFC playoff picture in general. We spoke about this earlier. Either the Dolphins or the Bills could become the number two overall seed in the conference. Do you see either one of those teams posting a threat to the Baltimore Ravens?
Yeah, the Bills are a threat. Miami's a threat. Neither one of them are as good as Baltimore, but they're both very explosive offensively. You know, if Miami's healthy, Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle is going to be a threat to anybody. You can't really cover those guys, right? Josh Allen's a very good player. I mean, I know he turns the ball over a lot, but he's a very, very good quarterback. They've got Stephon Diggs, and James Cook has stepped up recently, you know, towards the end of the season. And we all know that Baltimore declines to stop the run. I don't want to say they can't.
He said it declined.
They choose not to. It can definitely come back to hurt them. I think Miami may be a little bit less of a threat just because, you know, they lost Bradley Chubb for the season. They lost Jalen Phillips for the season. Mm-hmm. And I don't really believe in Tua like that. Right. But, I mean, they can lose to either one of those teams. I wouldn't pick them to lose.
Yeah, with Achane and Raheem Mostert being injured, I think that brings them down a notch. But, yeah, I'm with you. I think they could score with anyone. Tua, a lot of times he gets lucky with those passes. Buffalo, now that they've gotten a run game, that makes them a little bit more dangerous. But one team to me that maybe, and I've watched them all season long, that may be a sleeper, Houston Texans. Now, I know we beat them in week one. This was C.J. Stroud's first game, rookie head coach, hurt offensive line, rookie QB. Like, all of these factors went against him, and he was decent. He wasn't anything. But after that, his ascension in the NFL, like, I think he was second in the NFL with 462 yards per game. I mean, I'm sorry, 262 yards per game, 270 yards per game. He was second in the NFL in passing yards per game. If you watched the game last night and that one throw that he made when he scrambled and just threw it across the field to Nico Collins, like, I think that the Houston Texans are a dark horse team to me. Because there have been a lot of games where they have been losing late into the third quarter, early fourth, and C.J. Stroud has got them back into it and helped them win. Now, last night, granted, Gardner Minshew, I don't know if you saw the game, in that little pass that he threw to Mike Goodson. They got lucky. I'm not going to lie. But I've seen, I can't remember who they were playing. Was it Jacksonville? Tampa Bay. They were playing Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay went up with like 29 seconds left in the game. And he led them down the field with no timeouts, just bop, 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 win the game.
Yeah. No, he did. You neglected to mention the fact he's also tied for first in losses to Bryce Young this season. Now, He is first. He is in sole possession of first because the other game, Andy Dalton started. So he is the only one to have ever lost to Bryce Young. And I think that he's done great things.
He's not the only one. No,
yes, he is. Bryce Young has one win as a starter, and it was against C.J. Stroud. So he's done great things, obviously, in his rookie year. But that team doesn't have the kind of talent to compete with the top end of the NFL. I don't think that they do. Tampa Bay is Tampa Bay. Like, let's be real. They're Tampa Bay. Who cares?
Defensively, don't say what the game just started. How Tua throw an interception?
Wow,
come on, right.
He's not doing this stuff against Baltimore, he's not doing, you know, Cleveland and San Francisco, and you know, those kind of teams or those kind of defenses. He's doing it against fringe playoff teams, which is cool, I mean, that's further along than anybody expected Houston to be this year.
Thanks.
But I don't think that they're a real threat to the Kansas Cities, to the Baltimores, or anything like that.
They might be a threat to Kansas City because Kansas City can't score.
I bet you they'll score the hell out of the ball on Houston. I bet you they will.
I'm not sure about that.
I bet you they will.
I slept on Derek Stingley Jr., but Shorty can ball. Like, he can ball. And Kansas City has no wide receiver. Now, Rashee Rice, he's developing into his own, so maybe. But Kansas City struggles to score 20 points a game. So that's why I think we got him. Like, this year we got him. Like, we can hold them to 10 points easily.
I wouldn't go ahead and throw easily on that, but, I mean, you do you.
Haters, bro.
I'm not a hater.
You hate on CJ Stroud because you always bring up the fact that he lost to Bryce
Young. I'm not hating on CJ Stroud. Is it not a fact? I'm sorry. Is it not a fact?
It's a fact, Brownie.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Final AFC North stand is the Baltimore Ravens finished in first place with a 13-4 record, 3-3 in a division. The Cleveland Browns came in second at 11-6, but also with a 3-3 record. And the Shug likes to point out the 10-7 Pittsburgh Steelers have a 5-1 divisional record. Good for them. Still came in third place. And of course, we have the Cincinnati Bengals at 9-8 with a 1-5 division record.
This is another reason why college football is such a fraud. Like, Pittsburgh would have won the division if it was college football. This is nonsense.
This is true. It is kind of stupid.
But, you know, that's neither here nor there. I'm sorry.
Right. That's right, Brandon. They're the second worst team in the playoffs. The Chiefs are the second worst team in the playoffs right now. Maybe.
No, they're not.
Nah.
Not even a little bit.
Tampa Bay. Did you say the AFC? Because if you said the playoffs, I don't know. Because we got Tampa Bay, we got the Eagles. Oh, you said AFC. Let's see. AFC playoffs. Let's see. Going in order of effectiveness.
Kansas City's better than Pittsburgh. They're better than Cleveland. They're better than Houston.
I don't know about Cleveland.
Probably better than Buffalo.
Y'all keep sleeping on Cleveland. And I'm not saying this, not you personally, but I'm not even saying this because of the Joe Flacco effect. I'm saying this because that team is built like the Ravens. They're built to run the ball and play good defense. And they have right now technically the number one defense. So, yeah. Right. And they have a very good wide receiver. Very good decent tight end that Joe Flacco made into a superstar.
Wow. That's what we're doing.
What was David Njoku's numbers before Joe Flacco got there?
Very good.
They were decent.
They were very
good. What happened after Joe Flacco got there? He averaged like, what, 129 yards a game after that?
I mean,
you know,
whatever. It's fine.
Okay. I don't know.
Whatever. All right.
Nah, fine. Let's just move on. Because
this is my thing with Kansas City. Like, people like to dump on Kansas City because their offense isn't as good as it has been.
Right.
And people like to attack them. They don't want Kansas City to win. They're tired of seeing the Chiefs there. But listen, Cleveland doesn't score much better than Kansas City. Kansas City scores more than Houston. Like, those offenses aren't great. You know, and neither one of those teams has Pat Mahomes on it. Or Travis Kelce.
That is true.
Or Andy Reid coaching him.
But Travis Kelce decides he don't want to play half time this year. So
I mean, that's cool. I bet he doesn't do that in the playoffs.
We shall see. Hopefully not against us. I want to see that. Like, I want the path of I want to beat the best. Like, I'm one of those that want to beat the best to get to a title. Because I don't want any excuses of, if it wasn't for...
And you talk about the defense. The Chiefs have the number three defense in the league by points.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Oh, well, listen.
So, like, they're just like those other teams.
That's why I said it's a trap. Quarterback. Right? The best quarterback, maybe.
Second best quarterback.
Maybe. I don't know. All right. Second best quarterback. All right. Let's get into... what we normally get into. So, Bradley, give me your offensive play of the game for this last game,
now, sir. You used up all your time. You said we were going to be in and out. We have 34 minutes. And I'm sorry you didn't get to the normal stuff that you do. I apologize, but it's time to go.
All right, so give the people your offensive play of the game,
Bradley. You're just going to run it back like that, like I didn't say nothing. All right, Najee Harris, offensive player of the game, because the Baltimore Ravens were absolute
you're a horrible individual, sir.
No, I'm a horrible individual.
Because we don't shout out other teams, but you are correct. He was the best player.
I'm not shouting out anybody. He was the player of the game.
But it's supposed to be the player of the game for the Ravens, but I mean,
you didn't ask me that, did you?
Fine. For me, I guess by default, my offensive player of the game is Isaiah Likely. 2 catches, 31 yards, 1 touchdown. Now, I know that Tyler Huntley got credit for the touchdown, but it was actually Isaiah Likely that made the moves to get free to get the touchdown. I don't think that Huntley should have got credit for that, to be quite honest with you.
I can't believe they sat Travis Kelce today with him 16 yards away from 8 straight 1,000-yard seasons.
They saw what happened to Sam LaPorta.
Andy Reid, an asshole for that.
They saw what happened to Sam LaPorta.
What happened to Sam LaPorta? That's you can't get that back.
You can't. But here's the thing. How about this? How about to not choose this year to be the year where you drop the most easy passes in your life, in your whole career? Because there was so many times that he was wide open and he just
That's cool, man. That's cool.
Taylor Swift.
You get 17 games to get there.
You get 16.
And they took one away from him.
You get 16 games to get there, because most people know the stars aren't playing week 17 unless you have to.
Dak played and piled on, and he padded on them stats, didn't he?
Because he was going for a division title.
Yeah, all right.
It's different.
Yeah, okay.
Kansas City had their division locked up, so it was nothing to play.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Brian, give me a defensive play of the game, please.
I mean, I'm sorry. You just gonna?
I'm sorry.
No. It's fine. Yeah, it's fine. It's completely different.
No,
right? It's not like they couldn't look up at the scoreboard and see that Philly was getting their head kicked in, and just sit Dak down. He had to throw 36 times today on Washington.
I will say that was a tad much.
It was all about padding his stats.
No, he did not throw an interception in the end zone. And why did you run it out, you dummy? Listen, both of these quarterbacks had turnovers.
No, Josh Allen didn't throw an interception. What you mean?
I mean, in the end zone. Like,
there ain't even a Bill in the picture.
That's true. That is true.
I didn't see the play. Like, who was he throwing to?
Oh, I can't
There's
wait.
There's no one there.
I can't wait to get on one of these Buffalo streams and listen to them giving excuses to why Josh Allen just did this. He does this every game. Inexplicably, he throws a turnover that just has you scratching your head like, bruh. Oh, no, that was Eli Apple. That makes it even worse. Oh, no. Now we got to hear Eli Apple mother on Twitter. God darn it. All right, who's your defensive player
of the game? Was Trent Simpson.
Okay.
He had 7 tackles, 1 sack. He had a couple tackles for loss. Is he cross-eyed in this picture?
I'm sitting here looking at this picture.
I'm very uncomfortable with him staring at me like that. Take it down.
Listen. Take it down. I'm rubbing my eyes because I'm like, is he crossing his eyes at me?
I wasn't even trying to go off the rails there. Like, but that was also uncomfortable. But yeah. he played great. What's up, Black Daniels? So, you know, yeah, I think it's good to recognize that, you know, I mean, he's not obviously a full-time player for Baltimore, but he got not his yet. Chance. He got in there, and he made the most of it.
Right. Yeah, Black, I ain't gonna lie. I'm still trying to get right. Jesus. All right. I thought about making Trenton Simpson my defensive player of the game, but I'm going to give it to Jadeveon Clowney. 4 tackles, 1 sack, 1 forced fumble. He reached his bonus. He got his money. He tied a career high with 9.5 sacks, so I'm giving him his flowers for the game. He's out there playing hard, getting pressures, doing everything that he needs to do.
You remember the first Men in Black, like at the very beginning when they stopped that truck and they got all the people out who were trying to cross the border, and then Tommy Lee Jones was interrogating the one dude? That was Jadeveon Clowney in that picture. That's what he looked like. That's what he reminded me of.
You are such a disrespectful individual, sir.
That's what he reminded me of. Moving on. What we got next?
We got stock up, stock down.
Stock up was also Trenton Simpson. Mm-hmm. I thought he played very well. Again, I don't want to give the same reasons, but stock up.
Your stock down?
I thought you were going to go with your stock. Okay, stock down. Is the running backs and Tyler Huntley. Tyler Huntley, I feel like this might be piling on a little bit since he's a free agent. He's going to be gone, but Tyler Huntley sucks. He should not be the backup quarterback in Baltimore. They need to find somebody else for that role. Gus Edwards, Justice Hill, Melvin Gordon, all of you are not it. Hopefully Dalvin Cook has something left. He didn't look like it this season, but hopefully playing next to Lamar, he'll have something left. But the running backs as a whole are the stock down for this week. They were pretty bad.
Gotcha. Now, for me, I got a couple surprises for you. For my stock ups, I have Trenton Simpson as well for all the reasons that you mentioned.
You biting is not a surprise.
Also for stock up, Isaiah Likely. He is continuing his pace with catching touchdowns and showing that, hey, there's a possibility that we may not need Mark Andrews for the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Also, I'm going to give a stock up to Ben Cleveland. Now, we were told before the season began, Ben Cleveland was possibly going to get traded or cut. Like, he just wasn't doing well. I think for the times that he's come in, he may not have played spectacularly, but I will say that he has come in and at least held his own.
Oh, he did today, though, or yesterday. You know, he got the PFF grade of 91.
What? Not Ben Cleveland.
He looks like a dwarf.
He does. He's from a, what is it? Lord of the Rings?
Lord of the Rings.
So.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So listen, this is one of the problems that we have, that we have these draft picks that come in and start playing well later on in their contract, and they don't play well when they're supposed to. So then we have to go out search for somebody else, and we have to keep repeating the same process. So that's that. Now, for my stock down, like you said, the running back room. The running back room was terrible. Gus Edwards fumbled. Melvin Gordon, he fumbled. We should have known that because it was raining. He fumbles on dry land. Justice Hill, he's dropped 5 passes, and he's just not somebody that I personally think that they can depend on, especially with pass blocking or just in crucial situations. Also, Tyler Huntley, like you said, he should not be the backup quarterback in Baltimore. We've been saying this for years. He's a fraud. He's not that good. But, hey, get your money, young man. And last but not least, Rock Ya-Sin. His stock is way down. They put him in the game, and he just got torched for a 70-yard touchdown by Deontay Johnson. Like, he's proving week in and week out why we just wasted money on this individual.
Rocky seeing stock is way up because he's about to get a Super Bowl ring for doing nothing. So, I don't know what you're talking about. My man, he goes home, he kicks his feet up, and he gets a great night's rest. He ain't worried about nothing.
He get a great night rest.
Yeah.
I don't worry about that. I mean, what do you want him to do? What do you want him to do? Give me a second.
Okay. I will give you a second on the live stream.
I'm sorry. They said the pin link wasn't working. So now I pin the link, and hopefully the link's working now. Okay. Sorry.
Listen. There better be some donations. Don't be in here clicking on the pin link, talking about it don't work, and then don't donate nothing. I'm just saying.
I know, yeah. I need to check my loyalty points, see if I'm winning.
What you mean? How can you be winning?
What you mean? If I donate to the channel, I'm winning.
You don't donate to the channel. I mean, if we count our own personal donations, I win every month on loyalty.
Facts. All right, I don't count mine. All right, listen. So let me ask you a question, Brody. Before we move on. So I was thinking maybe starting next season or this summer or whatever, we should move the show to 7 p.m. instead of 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
What you think about that?
I mean, you know, like, yeah. You know what? Why don't we just move it to not having a show on Sunday night?
Then when will we have a show?
We have a show on Monday. We have a show on Tuesday. I have a show on Wednesday. You have a show on what, Thursday?
Tuesday. So.
No, you were doing another show previously, like during the week.
Was I?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. What show was it?
I mean, like, you changed the name so much, man. Like, I don't know. It wasn't always Sunday. You had another show.
Oh, he's talking about doing the afternoon. He's about doing the afternoon. They were doing the afternoon. You said doing the afternoon. Yeah. My bad. But I stopped that show a long time ago, though.
But I'm just saying.
So, yeah, 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock, or maybe, yeah. I was just about doing it earlier because,
or maybe like I had said, not at all.
I'm not gonna be able to kill.
Put your vote in the chat.
Okay, yeah, this is what the people want. Should we move the show? 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock? Not at all.
Or not? Yeah, no show.
No show at all.
Hashtag no show.
Because I'm all good with not streaming at all. I'm all good with that. Facts.
Norwegian dude says great idea.
Great? What you mean, great idea? Not doing it at all?
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate you.
You don't even know what he's talking about.
His vote was to not do the show.
That's not what
he didn't. He didn't explicitly say. I'm reading into it.
Okay. Good. Cool. All right.
It's one for me.
Next up, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Rodney, give me your good, bad, and ugly.
God damn, man. Like, we went over this last week, but you didn't ask me these questions, and so I didn't think about it, and then you spring it on me live.
We've been doing this.
I thought I was clear with you.
We've been doing this.
I forget every time. All right, the good is that nobody. I'm trying to remember. I'm going to say this, but go ahead and correct me if I'm wrong. That nobody got hurt in this game for the Ravens. I know TJ got hurt. That's very unfortunate.
Got banged up.
But like no significant injuries. And that would be either in time or who it was. But they come out of this pretty healthy and they got the week to you know, rest up and get prepared for, I don't know, Houston. I don't know, whatever. So that's the good. The bad, again, would be Gus Edwards fumbling the ball. Justice Hill saying, I'm going to pre-fumble every one of these passes. Melvin Gordon going out there saying, oh, my God, I can't believe you hired somebody to take my ring. It was all bad for the running back room. And the ugly, of course, Tyler Huntley. And him just going out there. And the thing about Tyler Huntley is he's losing winnable games all the time.
This is true.
You know, he's really inflating that record that Pittsburgh has against Baltimore, too. Not a big fan of that. He doesn't know directions. You got Baltimore knocked out of the playoffs last year. Everything is bad when it comes to Tyler Huntley. And I know it's not Tyler Huntley's fault, but I am just so disgusted that people suggest that he could take Lamar's job.
This is true. Oh, he's cheaper. He's the better option. Let's go. Let's see. Good, bad, and ugly. The good is, like you said, we came out this game unscathed. No injuries. We can get ready and prepare for the playoffs. The bad, we lost to the Steelers once again. Now, after hearing Shug's mouth, we have to hear.
We sent him the link. I don't know where he's at.
Right. He didn't want to come on. We got to hear 7 out of 8. The Steelers are dominating the Ravens. All of this nonsense, but it's not too bad because we won a division. We're the number one seed in AFC. Couldn't care less how many times we lost to you, as long as we win the Super Bowl. The ugly. The ugly is this fact that I think that this game exemplified the issues that I had with the Baltimore Ravens. Mm-hmm. We are an AFC North team. We're a rough and tumble team. We're supposed to be a physical team. But to me, when the weather gets inclement, we don't run the ball. We don't exert our will on teams. We don't run over teams. Like, we're supposed to be this run team. But yet still, we get in a tsunami and we start to pass the ball. Like, to me, that coaching is what gets us these one and dones throughout the playoffs. So I think the ugly for me is just that mentality that we have, that we forget who we are. Like, I don't know if we need Angela Bassett to come out during every game and be like, show them who you are. Like, I don't know if we need that because we just seem to forget. We don't need that. something. Somebody needs to remind them.
Listen, so, I think the reality is they are showing people who they are, and Ravens fans just have this image of them being the early 2000 Ravens, and they're not.
True.
They're not tough like that.
True.
Like, you're not going to, and you know, granted, I don't know what I'm talking about. I was told this a few times on Twitter that this team could just line up and run the ball down anybody's throat. They didn't need Lamar to do that, but they're not those guys. Gus ain't that guy. The O-line ain't that O-line. And they do need Lamar on the field to be able to run the ball effectively.
This is facts. This is facts. All right. Appreciate the $10 tip. Shout out to hashtag LED. Says appreciate the stream. Not a problem. Not a problem. Listen, this week coming up, we got a bunch of streams going on. A bunch of streams going on. Yeah, we got the Ravens roundup on Monday. We got, and I think it is back. We have Steel Conspiracy on Tuesday. We have Lunch Break Hot Take on Wednesday. I may be streaming a birthday stream on Thursday.
Yes, you are.
I may be streaming.
Yes, you are.
And somebody's fighting very hard to get with Hang with Hendo back on Friday.
You said,
and I don't. No. Somebody else said that, and I don't even remember saying it was going to be on Fridays. Though I thought it was going to be.
You said it was going to be on Friday. I did not. Look at Josh Allen getting all that credit for Khalil Shakir's work. Threw a little wide receiver screen there.
I mean, listen, he checked out to that play. All right. Yeah, I mean, so hitting wide open guys. Listen, Trevor Lawrence was missing. Listen, Calvin Ridley beat the mess out of the Tennessee defensive backs earlier, and he just cannot hit him downfield whatsoever. But yet and still, he's going to get this pass of, oh, well, you know, this is my guy. This is my guy. I really rock with this guy. It was Nate Burleson. And he was the one that was talking about, well, you know, he's still looking like he's still injured from early in the season for when he got hurt. Bro, don't make no excuses. He missed wide open receivers.
Yeah.
He audibled from the three. He did a Tyler Huntley, kind of, sort of. He audibled from the three-yard line to a quarterback sneak and tried to dive over the line and reach. And they didn't get it. So, you know, I just need that same vitriol for Trevor Lawrence that they give to Lamar Jackson. Who mad?
Why can't I ban people in here?
I don't know. Why can't you?
I'm asking you.
You should be able. You're a moderator.
Owns the channel.
You're a moderator.
But whatever. No, Shook's talking about me because I asked him where he was at, why he was scared to come on. He's like, oh, I'm at dinner. And I'm like, you asked for the link.
He's another Shook. He's another first.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Filthy wants to know, what big name wide receiver do you think is coming here next season? Keenan Allen, Mike Evans?
No.
You don't think either one? Because the Mike Evans sounds about right. Over the hill.
Mike Evans ain't over the hill. Mike Evans can still play.
Yeah, and he got 1 or 2 years in him. But we need somebody to be with Lamar for the duration.
That's Zay. Because it ain't Bateman. Say that.
The hope is Justin Jefferson. That's the hope. All right, T. Higgins. We're getting T. Higgins.
Y'all ain't getting no goddamn T. Higgins. I don't know what your problem is.
Bro, what is this? Why are you so?
No, because you know that's BS. He ain't going to Baltimore.
Baltimore don't
want him. They passed on him already. Yeah, you had your shot.
But see, this is the greatness of history. We had our shot against T. Higgins. Now, as Patrick Queen goes out the door, T. Higgins is coming right here. Oh no, he did not throw another interception. No, he didn't. But
it appears that he did to Deshaun Elliott.
See, this is Deshaun Elliott of all people. Eli Apple and Deshaun Elliott had interceptions.
If Trevor Lawrence could have shown up and done his goddamn job, like, this would be high drama right now.
Would it?
Because Josh Allen would be out here throwing his team out of the playoffs.
I think
amazing content, right? But what does it matter? They're going to the playoffs anyway.
True. We need to do a video on this, on Josh Allen and his turnovers this game with the division on the line. Because, you know, they love to pump him up saying, oh, Josh Allen is the MVP front runner. He's got almost 50 touchdowns.
But I was about to be like, oh, that wasn't on him. The receiver fell, but it wasn't anywhere near the receiver anyway.
It was not.
Ooh, got him with the knee in the head there.
Yep.
But anyway, Josh Allen's a tier two quarterback. Still very, very entertaining. He's a good player, but he's not on the level of Lamar and Mahomes.
Oh, you talking about this shirt? Oh, yes. I'm selling this shirt. Go over to the Rogue Shop, spreadshop.com. You know, I'll put the link in the description. But yes, we have a lot of merchandise that we're selling. A lot of merchandise, sir. Got a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? We got designs. It's just that because, you know, YouTube took my monetization. It doesn't show up below the stream anymore. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna get that back. I'm gonna get that back in March, maybe.
It's a damn shame.
Ain't it though? Ain't it though? Once my videos start picking up, now I can't make money off of them. I can't even show anything. Crazy, man. Let me see.
Yeah, it feels like it's about it.
You feel like about it? You sure? Anything feels else we need to? Anything else like we need? Anything else we need to touch on?
I mean, I don't think we needed to touch on any of this since the Ravens didn't even play.
They played 2 days ago. They played yesterday.
They did not play. They went out on the field and just dicked around for 60 minutes. But
I mean, they did. Like I wasn't even watching the game. We did the watch log.
I know, I was there. There wasn't nobody watching that game.
Hey, we were talking about everything else. So, since this is the last regular season game of the season, what is your thoughts and what do you think that the Carolina Panthers need to do to get on track for next season?
Oh, God. Jesus. I'm just looking at – I was looking at Mike Evans because you're over here hating on Mike Evans. Has never failed to get 1,000 yards.
In his whole career, facts.
In his entire career. He had 1,255, a little over 12. Well, I think like 1,270-something if you put something it there. Like oh, no. This has today in it, too. So 1,255 and 13 touchdowns playing with Baker Mayfield.
Facts.
You would be lucky to have a receiver like that.
I'm not saying it.
So Carolina, they – all right. So they need a new O-line. Possibly. I mean, you could make an argument that they need five new starters. I mean, I don't think they actually need five new starters, but if you were to make that argument, one would not be able to sufficiently build a counter argument. So they need five new O-linemen. They need a new starting running back, despite Chuba Hubbard coming out and calling out his haters and saying he's got receipts. I was like, you ain't all that good. All right. Okay, dude. Yes. Yeah. All right. They need at least two. Yeah, fuck you, Jeremy. All right, listen. You're just not allowed. Cowboys fans are so arrogant because 30 years ago they got a bum ass quarterback to the Super Bowl a few times, and I just can't have it. You've never seen them win anything, Jeremy. What are you doing? Anyway, whatever. All right, five new old linemen. New starting running back, at least two starting wide receivers, a starting tight end.
Man.
And then you flip it over to the defensive side. Now, Brian Burns, you know, I imagine they're going to franchise tag him.
Right.
They need to franchise tag him and get a deal done. Then they still need another edge rusher. They need another interior lineman. They're getting Shaq Thompson back, you know, so that's all right. But they still probably need maybe one or two linebackers just, you know, to fill out the unit. And they need another starting outside corner, a slot corner, and then some depth across the board.
Gotcha. It's not too much.
Yeah.
Not too much.
And listen, I didn't say quarterback, but they might need a quarterback too. We'll see.
We will see.
I think he's going to be good, but, you know, we can't say that definitively at this point.
Fact. We cannot, but we'll find out. We'll find out in a year. So shout out to Anonymous for the dollar tip. It says, man, I would love to play the Bills in the playoffs. If he's throwing picks like that to the Dolphins, just imagine what the Ravens defense is going to do. Facts. I would love for the Ravens to shut him down.
Also new coach and new GM.
Appreciate it. Yeah. I mean, just the whole new owner. Like, let's just start and just build all the way over. And listen, we don't disrespect over here, Jeremy, but I'm gonna tell you like this. Your quarterback is in the Hall of Fame throwing 160 touchdowns to 141 interceptions.
Go look at that man's numbers and come back here and tell me that was disrespect.
That man is not a Hall of Famer. Those numbers are Flacco-like. And actually, Flacco might have better numbers than him.
He does have better numbers than him. But and you can't even use the era thing because there was some dudes flinging it around the yard in the 90s. Right? Mm-hmm. Troy just wasn't one of them.
I don't think they need a new city or a new name. I like Carolina Panthers.
They do need new uniforms though, Brandon.
They do need new uniforms. But I love the all-black helmet.
The all black looked good, but the logo, I feel I don't really like the logo very much. And their regular, you know, black on silver, it looks kind of silly. They right. look a little cartoonish.
Yeah.
But you know, I'll tell you what though, the process blue jerseys are nice though. They can keep those. Thank yeah. you. I'm so depressed, man. Like I saw Sheena Quick, who covers the Panthers. Mm-hmm. She tweeted out a photo earlier. And it was the team walking out to midfield, like before the start of the game. And these are the players who were walking out. You had Charles Johnson, mm-hmm. Cam Newton, Greg Olsen, Luke Kuechly, Thomas Davis, and Ryan Khalil. Those are the guys who were walking out like to the toss. And it's like they don't have a single player on this roster who's anywhere near any one of those guys. Pick any one of the guys I just named. They don't have a single player on the team right now who can hold a candle to those guys. You know, with the possible, I mean, I shouldn't say a single player. Like they have some talent and everything, but you know right. what I mean.
Just nobody on that level. I agree.
Yeah, they got Derrick Brown, who was the first defensive tackle to have 100 tackles in a season. So shout out to him. They got Brian Burns, who we all know is talented. Didn't really have the numbers this year, but he's a very talented guy. They have J.C. Horn, who's talented but misses half of the season every season. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they don't have anybody on that level.
True.
And it's depressing.
It'll get better. Listen, you just build and keep building, keep building.
Say, you say that. I thought it was getting better when they sold the team. It got worse.
Yeah. It's crazy because Jerry Richardson was a Baltimore Colt.
I thought it could not get worse. The dude who refused to fire Marty Herney, refused to fire Rivera and Mike Shula, and then enter David Tepper.
All right, listen, we've been in here for an hour, still 34 people in here. Appreciate you all for hanging out with us. Make sure if you're new here to subscribe, don't forget to like, don't forget to share this video. Help us because we all have goals. We have goals. I appreciate you all, and I thank you all for getting me to 3,400 subscribers. I love y'all. Rodney, anything you want to tell the people before we get out of here?
Why is it only embarrass the Panthers hour? Why aren't you going to say what the Ravens need to do next season?
Because we're still playing.
Fuck you, man. All right. You're just
honestly. Yo! Like, whatever. And I could have sworn we started this. I'm talking about what the Ravens need to do.
Whatever.
Especially cool. going into next season.
Nah, that's cool.
We didn't do that? We didn't talk about what the Ravens need to do with all the losses we're going to have?
No. That's, you didn't talk about what they needed to do. We talked about all the losses they're going to have.
All right, and what they're going to need to do.
Whatever. No, whatever. It's cool.
Don't eat though. He'd be so salty.
You know, you ain't going to see Jeremy for another month, right?
Yeah.
Green Bay rolls in there and beats the shit out of Dak.
Yeah, that's going to be so funny. And we're going to be looking for you. We're still looking for Warbone.
Warbone ain't never coming back.
Warbone ain't never coming back. He subscribed. Appreciate him for that, but they ain't never coming back. All right, Bradley, let the people know they can find you, what you got going on, especially this week.
They can find me on Lunch Break Outtake, Wednesday, 7:15 p.m. Eastern Time. Find me on the Ravens Roundup on Monday on Sit to Tally Films. Find me over on Shig Knight 323 on Tuesday, 9:45 p.m. For Steel Conspiracy. Find me on Ring Kings Podcast every now and then. When are you live streaming about boxing?
Whenever they feel like showing up.
Ryan Garcia has decided he's not fighting Devin Haney and is instead going to fight Rolly Romero because it's a much bigger fight because Devin Haney sold 35,000 pay-per-views.
Touchdown action.
So we'll be talking about that.
Nice. And also, don't forget that on the Ravens Roundup on Mondays, we are also joined by our brother, Chris Just Joking from the Deep Cover Podcast and OTR Mike from Open Mic with OTR Mike. So we sit there and do a channel with our brothers. Also, if you like different kind of content, if you like sports shows, variety, wrestling, movie reviews, make sure you go over and check out Let's Get Ready Network with our man, Faris Muthana. Also, him and his best friend, Caleb, they do a Good Friends, Better Rival show where they do the Dallas Cowboys and the New York Giants. If you want to check me out as well on Tuesdays, you can check me out with my man, Mr. Galloway, on Electric Relaxation with Mr. Galloway, where we talk all things hip hop, especially old school. It is guaranteed to be a good time. Last but not least, I want to mention for our patrons, April the 6th, we are giving a stadium tour. And it is free to our patrons. It is only $5 to sign up. If you want to become a patron of my show, it is patreon.com/ROUG. If you want to become a patron to their show, it's patreon.com/LBHT show. Also, patreon.com/sip2tally or open mic with OTL Mike. If you become a patron with any one of our channels, you get into the Discords, you get into possibly the Dynasty League, because I know I'll be doing another one if we get enough people to join. You can get into the Pick'ems League, get you a nice little ring, get you a nice little belt, get and just hang out with us after streams. Like, we got a lot of good things going on. So
that's yeah, that. If you are interested in the Dynasty League, there are a couple of openings. Right. You can sign up and then just send us a message and let us know you're interested in the Dynasty League, and we'll get you retrofitted into one of the teams. Now, it's not gonna be the best team, but you'll be all right.
And it's a Dynasty League, so you can build over time. You can make trades.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Yeah, you'll be all right. Just find you a couple of them suckers and maybe something. All right, y'all. Appreciate y'all listening.
Ban that dude wasting perfect food burn.
Who do what?
The last comment in there.
Panthers.
we don't abide that kind of stupidity. All right, you get out.
Listen, he's joking, but listen. Huntley is worse than Andy Dalton. Much, much worse than Andy Dalton.
Not even close.
Not even close. But appreciate y'all for hanging out with us. I might be back here tomorrow morning. I don't know. It depends on how I feel. But if not, we'll see you sometime during this week because we're always streaming. And we're going to leave you on this note.